All right, welcome to another edition of Almost Famous. We are here playing 5440 today. I am the Mojo Man, and I'm here with Izzy.
Izzy is here.
Izzy is here. And we are here today with the great Canadian band, Totally CanCon. And we want to feature them because we think they're very, very underrated, underappreciated, although well-known all over Canada.
Yes.
Not necessarily hitting great south of the border, but doing some stuff here and there. And guess what? This band's been around for a long, long time, and they're still touring.
Yes, they have. We rated the lost and found bin of rock and roll, Canadian rock and roll, this week, and but they're back at it. They're out there touring, Mojo.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, 5440 is the band. We just heard the song Since When. That was off the 1998 album. The band's returned, and funny thing, Mojo, it went back to the acoustic rock they were known for in the mid to late 80s, as opposed to the harder stuff in the later period of their run there, their first run. Album was the highest charting album in the band's history, peaking at number 19 on RPM in the Canadian charts, my friend.
Excellent.
Yeah, and the lead single is what we heard, Since When.
A great rocking tune, a really uplifting song that gets you going for the day.
It is. So let me take you to the fast track. 5440, Canadian alternative rock, my friend, from Tawasin, British Columbia. And Tawasin means what, you may ask? Facing the ocean, my friend. Facing the ocean in that lovely province.
Yeah.
And they also took their name from the 5440 or fight slogan used by James K. Polk way back when in his presidency run in the United States. You may call it Polk's presidency as opposed to the joke presidency we have going on today. Right, Mojo?
Right.
And this dude here, he was intent upon controlling a contested U.S.-Canadian border in the Oregon boundary dispute way back when. In 5440, you think of the parallel lines of latitude, my friend, the southernmost border of Alaska meeting British Columbia. That's where they get their name from. So, enough of their name. Back to some more music here in the Almost Famous Radio Show.
What are we going to hear?
Well, we're going to hear a couple of tracks here. Miss You. And what's the other one? Baby, Have Some Faith from 1989's Fight for Love on the Almost Famous Show. Want to get to it, man?
Okay, let's go.
Just to make a little
Baby, Have Some Faith. From 5440 on the Almost Famous Radio Show. That was from the LP Fight for Love. That's 1989. And before that, Mojo, we heard Miss You from that same 1989 LP. They are our featured performer on the Almost Famous Radio Show. 5440 on a Saturday afternoon here from the basement at CFMU, Mr. Mojo.
Easy listening tracks there, Izzy.
Yes.
I like that. That's how they started out, with that kind of nice, easy going.
Yeah.
Very positive tunes.
Positive messaging from 5440. The group itself, of course, formed in 1981, consisting of Brad Merritt on bass, Ian Franey on drums, Neil Osborne, of course, on vocal and guitars. They made their way, or the recording debut, that same year. Okay, so they ended up with an LP that was called Things Are Still Coming Ashore.
Mm-hmm.
As they were.
Mm-hmm.
As much of that Canadian music out in BC was coming out that, in those days.
Yeah.
1983, Phil Comparelli was added on guitar, trumpet, and vocals. And Franey was replaced by Daryl Newdorf. Newdorf subsequently was replaced by drummer Matt Johnson in 1986. So they've had relatively a stable lineup for the last, 35 years or so?
Yeah, a long time.
A long time indeed. A short time to go back to some more music we are going to listen to. What do we got? You don't get away with that easy. Okay, that's a song, Mojo.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Dear Dear, 1992. Also some from that same LP, Music Man. And that's what we're doing today. We're being Music Men here at the Almost Famous Show. Can you play them, man?
Sure can.
All right, right on.
Build it. and I'll take a look. And it's one check you to one check me, and I how to get out of here.
Radio without borders.
Radio is something for everyone.
93.3 CFMU. Radio with a personality.
Hey people, don't forget to like us on Facebook at Almost Radio 62, follow us on Instagram at Almost Radio 62, and on Twitter at Almost_Radio. And then go to our website, cfmu.ca, and download our podcast from the Almost Famous Show.
Totally CanCon.
Totally CanCon, indeed. Mojo, it's nice to be back on this side of the Atlantic, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah,
it
it's sure nice to hit some Canadian music for a change. So
love
this is
it.
Good. Good for us, too, to get back into it. We heard before we went to break.
I'll tell
you. Yeah, you don't get away that easy. And Music Man, you got some comments on those two tracks?
Oh, man, two great groovy tracks there. You know, they hit the 90s there with the Dear Dear album,
right,
which was their fifth album, by the way.
Yeah.
And they started to get a real edge there, as you can tell by those two songs.
Right.
A little psychedelic-y, and some real good grooves going.
Funky. Quite an extensive catalog from these guys, too. You don't really think it, but you were going over the numbers with me. We were talking about this earlier. What was it hitting on? Something like what?
They've
how many albums?
Got... Well, they got a new album coming out this year.
Yeah.
And that'll be their 14th album.
Wow. 14th album.
Since the 80s.
Yeah, and I know. And then the first track I recall hearing was probably I Go Blind, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, who are these guys?
Yep.
Yeah. Wicked track there. And then, of course, Baby Ran.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the two that cemented 5440 in there for me. I did get to see them once down at the May Their Arts Friendship Festival in Fort Erie, Ontario.
Yes.
Put on quite a good show.
I've seen them down at the Bayfront Park.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And that night they played with Rusty's, a nice Canadian feel down there right at the border.
For sure.
All right, so we're going to go to a couple more tracks here. We're going to listen to Love You All, followed by Radio Love Song on the Almost Famous Radio Show. Can you put those on for me, man?
Sure can. Here they come.
Thank you.
Wow! Singing along with that love song. Radio Love Song, that is, from Smiling Buddha Cabaret in 5440 from 1994. Before that, we heard Love You All, and that was from the LP Trusted by Millions.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just bopping around the radio station here.
Yeah, you were singing it, and the people were hearing it out there.
Yeah, that Radio Love Song has balls.
Yes, it does. What do you want to say about Smiling Buddha Cabaret? I know that one of your favorite albums is that album.
Yes, that's what I wanted to say.
All right.
You just said it for me.
We'll say it again.
Okay. It's one of my favorite albums. It really got me going on 5440, although I was introduced to them way before that when I was doing a road trip across from Calgary out to the west coast of Vancouver Island, listening to 5440 and going, I can't believe how much good music these guys have. And that was back in 1997.
Yeah, yeah. An appropriate place to hear 5440 when you're traveling right across this country. Bojo.
Yes.
Yeah, especially going out towards BC. The band, of course, popular on college radio in the U.S., but never really had quite a following there. And just with respect, just before Smiling Buddha, did we talk about 1992's Dear Dear? The first album not to have a U.S. release, funny enough. And when this came out, Smiling Buddha opened up a brand new market for them and, you know, had a significant hit on that, which I think we'll get to a little bit later, hey?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to go back to some music. And yes. What do we got? We got a couple of more tracks from Smiling Buddha Cabaret. We'll listen to Daisy and Once a Killer on the Almost Famous Radio Show. Put them on, man.
Okay.
To give or to have, now that is the question. Is it mind over matter, or matter of time? To thy own self be true, now is that a religion? If I don't know the answer, I find it by digging my day. Just a joke or hate with a mask to be conscious of life and that the miracle dies. I always be going till the day I'm pushing up. Love.
Yellow. Almost Famous Radio Show, 5440, our featured artist, Mojo. And we just heard Daisy, and we ended that, sorry, we ended that set with Once a Quiller. Once a, not a quiller, a killer.
Once a killer.
Yeah, but Once a Killer.
By the way, is Rico Suave out there somewhere? Because somebody's looking for him.
Yeah, that's a big shout out to Jimmy Iovine and Interscope Records and Rico Suave.
Rico.
Okay, you had something to say about Smiling Buddha Cabaret?
Yeah, I do. Okay, this album, Smiling Buddha Cabaret, was named after a club in Vancouver.
Oh.
And Smiling Buddha Cabaret was a Vancouver supper club originally.
Yes.
And it was opened in 1953 by a guy named Albert Kwan. Yeah. And then it had this big neon sign.
Yeah.
And that sign is now found at the Museum of Vancouver.
Cool.
And it was a city landmark at one time.
Yeah.
It had a... ornate pieces of neon signwork that looked like a Buddha,
yeah,
and smiley faces and all that stuff is all mixed
in
together.
And I can see that now.
Yeah,
I can see that now lit up.
Yeah. But what happened is they turned the club, the supper club, into a rock club in the 90s.
Right.
And an alternative club, and it was a place for touring local musicians to congregate.
Yeah.
And it closed in 1993.
Mm.
It was like the epicenter of punk rock in Vancouver at one time, too.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Cool.
All right, so we're, 317 and change,
mm-hmm,
as somebody we know would say. So let's get back to some more music here. We're going to go to, let's go to 2000, the year 2000, the album Casual Viewing and the song Casual Viewing.
All right.
Dig it.
Plastic to
All right. We just heard Casual Viewing, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. That was from 2000's Casual Viewing LP. Getting close to the end of the show, 5440. Good stuff. Extensive catalog. Not just the hits. Go back and listen to it. Great, great band. Just want to leave you with one thing I thought was quite interesting. I Go Blind, of course, as you know, was covered by Hootie and the Blowfish, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the royalties that they made from that song, 5440 was able to open up their own studio in Vancouver. So there you go. Like, if you don't get recognized for you doing your song, you might get the benefits of it later on, my friend.
For Americans.
All right, tell us where we're going.
All right, we've got two more songs here to finish off the show. One of my favorites, off of Smiling Buddha Cabaret again, as we alluded to earlier.
Right.
Ocean Pearl.
Okay.
And then we'll finish it up with Cheer Up Peru from Trusted by Millions, 1996. All right, two good songs coming up. Here we go.
Good night.
awe, most, fame, us.
Attention singers and songwriters, come on out to the first open mic night at The Grind. Wednesday, October 2nd, The Grind Cafe launches its new regular open mic night with your host, Paige. Get up and play in front of an audience. It'll be a casual vibe, no pressure, just musicians sharing music. Sign-up sheet is available. Ask at the counter at The Grind. Sign up now or even at the event itself. Whether you want to be the next superstar or you just want to share some new songs with an audience, you can have that moment at The Grind Cafe Open Mic Night. Bring your friends to cheer you on. Wednesday, October 2nd, 6 to 9 p.m. at The Grind Cafe in Togo Salmon Hall, just outside of the Student Center.